You're listening to the Energy of Business and Life show. I'm your host, Melissa Zosky, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Mentor, and I run a successful business and online magazine. It's my pleasure and passion to help you shine your brilliance throughout this beautiful world of ours. You can create a sustainable business while still feeling at ease and having the freedom to enjoy your life to the fullest, have amazing health, and family balance. The paralyzing effects of burnout as well as health challenges, which can easily make you want to give up on all your dreams, is a very real thing. It's something I've known personally and overcome. I'm here to help you create a business and life that lights you up right now and step into that next level, no matter how far away it may seem. If you have any questions or want to learn more about me, please visit my website at melissazosky.com. Hey guys, welcome, welcome. Melissa Zosky here, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Business Mentor. So glad to be out here today. You don't know what it's like to be out in the sun. We have so many months of cold here with so much snow that just being out on the patio where it's nice weather, it's such a treat. So I'm so glad to be here with you today. This week I've gotten back into the swing of things. If you haven't watched my previous lives or previous videos, check them out, because we talked a little bit about how coming back into this, I took a little bit of a break for my month and a half, and just stepping back into your business after a break and how good that feels and how to do it. And I cannot tell you how good it feels to just be back in, feeling that energy and making sure, because when you get online, when you do these videos and stuff, you want to make sure your energy is completely aligned and that you're feeling good about what you do. Otherwise, it just doesn't work out so well. So you find that when you are committed to getting out there and putting yourself out to help others and to help lift them up and to help teach higher vibrations and all that, you find that you take a little extra time for yourself. So we get some really great benefit when we're working with helping others. So that's something good to remember. So today I wanted to go over the topic of your chakras and money. And in particular, it could be money coming in anyway, but I love to talk about how we pull in money with our business, because it is super important to be able to really be able to connect that with your energy and your vibration. Because if you've got a low vibration, that something's off and one of your chakras is off, it can really mess you up and it can really lower what you bring in your life and your business, and everything's connected, right? When you work on one thing, you're working on everything. So it's really important to pay close attention to how you're feeling. And the chakras is one of the energy systems that I love to focus on, because I get the most bang for my buck when I'm working with it. And a little side note, I have a Chakra Line app, and you can download it for free. It's iOS, and it will help you align your chakras every day. It just takes a few seconds. So check it out. Download's free, and you're going to love that. So a brief walkthrough of, like, what is a chakra? For those of you that don't know, they are energy centers that exist within our bodies. And they're responsible for regulating so many systems, the physiological processes like the immune responses, organ functions, as well as the psychological processes in our body. So there's a lot going on there. And every chakra is connected to an organ or gland, as well as other parts of your body. And it extends out past your body to your whole energy field around you. So super important. Today we're going to be talking about the root chakra, but you have the root, the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. So you have seven different types, and they each kind of have their own specialty and what they connect to. Each one of them is going to affect your money in some way or another. So I like to really make sure that each one of them is aligned and balanced daily. I have a way of testing. I do a form of energy testing to see which ones are aligned and which aren't. And you know, they can get out of whack very easily, even just by hearing a negative statement, or maybe you get triggered by something someone has said, and then you feel, maybe you feel lack or hopeless, or an emotion comes up that you haven't felt in a long time from that trigger. And that can set off one of your chakras to be out of alignment. And the longer it's out of alignment, the more you're pushing good things in your life away. So super important again to make sure that you are aligned at all times. All right. So now that you know a little bit about the chakras, we want to talk about the root chakra today. And that's one of my favorite. It's right above the pubic bone area. So like when I'm doing my energy meditations, I will hold my hands right over that area to make sure that area is aligned. And again, with my Chakra Line app, it is beautiful and easily just walking through that in a few seconds a day to get that aligned. This chakra, every chakra has its own color, and this one's red. And this is all about being physically there and having a sense of belonging in any given situation. So it also is connected to survival instincts, and it also helps you stay grounded and rooted. So, you know, when we have that solid foundation, when we're standing firmly and we feel safe and secure and stable, everything feels better, right? It just does. So some of the work I do with clients is I find cracks in their foundation. And what we do is we work on filling those cracks and building a stronger foundation. So everything that you build up from that can be aligned and help you build a better life, to help you reach your goals and dreams. And in business, this could be anything from building a program that you want to promote to, you know, thousands of people, or it could be maybe up-leveling your one-to-one program. Or maybe you just want to have a better life where the money that you have coming in from other resources, you're managing it better. You are multiplying it. You're feeling like not lack, you're feeling abundance. You feel like everything that comes in is good, and you feel safe knowing that what you're doing with your money is, in a way, growing your future and helping you stay aligned with what your goals and dreams are, no matter what they are, whether it's business, life, relationships, health, whatever. And remember that each one of these connect to your health, your relationships, all of it. So when you think of the root chakra, when it's inactive, like meaning it's not spinning, it's not doing anything, you could feel inferior. We all know how that feels, like you're not as good as somebody else, or you just don't have what it takes. You feel like, when you're feeling like you don't have any control, that could be a biggie. Like you don't have control over anything in your life. And you know, right now with all the world stuff going on, there's a lot of feeling of that way. And especially with the collective, with all of us going through different things in our life, we can be triggered in different ways and we can feel like we don't have any control. But when you feel that way, there's most likely your root chakra is going to be out of alignment, because when it's aligned, you're feeling in the flow. You're feeling like, hey, you know, I know that today is going to pass, or today is going to be fine and everything is going to be okay in the end. Then you know that that's most likely aligned. There's also feelings of not being good enough. This is one of those things where, you know, when you don't feel good enough, most of us can get that most of the time from childhood or some kind of experience, or it can be generational, something that's been passed on down from you, from your grandparents. Our ancestors pass on more than hair and eye color. They pass on cellular memories. They pass on things they've experienced. And those things aren't always good. It's great when you get good experiences passed on down to you, but a lot of us get ones that aren't so good. So what that can do is set you up. So maybe one of those things is you don't feel good enough. And there's always that feeling that you don't feel good enough. So when that comes into play, it kind of sabotages all your energy centers. So it's like, yay. So that's a good one to really notice and to be working on. The other thing is with an inactive chakra is fear and tension. That's a biggie right now in the world as well, right? I mean, we have a going at some capacity all the time, but right now it's heightened. And we, like I said, you can feel it in the collective. You know, when you walk into a room and there's like the energy of fear, or people are all angry or overexcited, you know how you pick up on that and you can feel it. That's the way it is right now. Even though you might not be standing next to somebody, we're still picking up on it. And so that right there will really mess with your root chakra. When you're balanced, I'll go into the balance before the overactive. When you're balanced, you are feeling grounded. That's where I was talking, where you have that foundation, all the cracks are repaired, anything around you that is making it feel wobbly is repaired and solid. You feel secure and safe. You feel stable and safe. You are standing on solid ground. You feel amazing. You feel like you could take on the world. That is what a balanced chakra feels like. The other thing is trust, and particularly trust in people. There's a lot of distrust going on right now. And I tend to believe mostly that there's good in people, that most of the time people do have, they want the best for each other. I know I do. I mean, when I look at anyone, I want to see them all doing well. And that distrust, when you're feeling like really distrustful of almost everything and everyone, look at that as a sign that the root needs some help. There also is that feeling of not being present in the current moment, and present in your current being. You know, just being in this moment instead of always looking forward or always looking back. If you're one that lives in the past, if you're one that's always looking forward to the future and you're not living in the now, that can be difficult. You know, my personality is I'm always looking forward in the future. And so I have to really make sure and really be present to be living in the moment now, because I'm always projecting out to the future. And I also look back to the past for the history so that I can make sure that I don't have a history repeat itself. But I'm missing out on the right now when I'm doing that. So one of the things I do daily is a gratitude journal to make sure that I am really putting into effect what I have to be grateful for right now. That is meaning that I'm more balanced, and that's showing that that root chakra is balanced. Okay? So then we go into the overactive chakra. That is easily aggravated. You know, when you go through those times when you are so aggravated and you are so annoyed, that's a good point to look at. Now, other chakras can be involved with that as well, but easily aggravated can be a huge clue, so I would look at it. The other thing is very materialistic and very greedy. There's nothing wrong with wanting nice things. I mean, I love nice things, but when it becomes your whole life and that's all it's centered around, and you're not looking at your experiences, your family, people you love, what you can do for others, what you can do for your community, there's something off. When it's always about what's the next material thing I can get and that's going to make me happy, then you know that you have an overactive root chakra. Always everything's in balance and alignment, guys. That's what it's all about. So balance. So again, you can have those material things. We all have goals and dreams. A lot of my business people, my business clients are looking to reach seven figures. They want to reach seven figures. They want to do that for the right reasons. Their why is because then they can hire more people to be helping them. Then that spreads out well with economy, right? You like have your local economy. Also, being able to help their loved ones, being able to support more causes, being able to get there, maybe help build an orphanage, whatever that is to you, that's one of your main things. It's not just because you want to make more money so you can buy more handbags. It's because you really want to have an impact on the world right now. And so there's that balance. The other overbalanced, greediness. When people are greedy and they're holding all their money in and they're not treating others well, that's a huge sign that that is imbalanced. I need to get a quick drink here. I'm drinking my lemon water. I love this stuff. Helps clean out everything, your liver and all that. It's wonderful. I always add stevia to my lemon. So I put fresh lemon juice in there and add a little stevia to make it sweet. I had my friend from Sweden going, "Why do you Americans like sweetened lemon water?" I'm like, "I don't know. I love it." Anyway, okay, so the next thing for an overactive root chakra is addictions. And you know, a lot of times you think of addictions as maybe to drug or alcohol, but addictions can be in any form. It could be addicted, maybe watching Netflix. I have to watch myself on that. I love Netflix. It can be addictive thinking. Loop thinking the same things over and over again. It could be worry, addiction to worrying. I mean, think about every thought, belief, pattern you have that you're doing over and over again. And then you get a rush of possible from worrying, you get a rush of adrenaline. because that worry is creating fear and you get that adrenaline. You might be addicted to that adrenaline. So think about any kind of addiction out there. And even if it's a healthy addiction, everything in moderation, right? Because when you become like too much of anything, it's just not, it's not healthy. We want moderation. We want balance. We want to be able to feel like if we have to step out of that strictness for a while, then we're not going to go bonkers. So that is that's a huge thing to look at right there is addiction. Your money chakras, you know, when you're thinking of your root chakra and money, when it's balanced, you're feeling more confident. That's, for me, I mean, like right now, I feel pretty confident, feeling pretty happy. I feel like everything is running the way it should be and the way I want it to be going. And that is where the confidence comes in. It makes you feel so good. You feel so upbeat. Your energy is high and you love it. The other thing is you're organizing your finances well. I was just thinking the other day, you know, every dollar you bring in, you could put one thing over here in this basket, one thing in that basket, spread it out a little bit. Even in 2008, we were spread out enough that we took a big hit in 2008 with the big housing bubble, a massive hit. We were lucky enough and smart enough to have not all our eggs in that housing bubble. And it saved us. So always, you know, organizing finance as well is a huge deal. And you know your balance when you're doing that. Not obsessed with money and things. Again, all in moderation, right? We're not obsessed. You're not overthinking about the money. You're thinking about what you can do for people in your life and what you can do to lift up society around you. You're thinking about your purpose, what you can do when you do have the money to do it. Who can you help? That's the good thinking. That's the positive way to look at it. And when your root chakra is in balance around money, that's what you're able to do, and it's an amazing thing. It's not all about just you, what you can have and what you can do. Yeah, you can feel secure. You feel more secure with money, but it doesn't make you happy. And that security can be fleeting too, like I said, if you're not managing it well. So, and things, again, you can have nice things, but don't make it your number one. Don't make it your priority. It's not the only thing, okay? An inactive root chakra around money is you're insecure around finances. It's like you're always worrying about finances and what to do with it. And are you going to make a mistake? And should you invest in stock? And it's crashing and it's going up. And what you when you can't stop thinking about it, that is a sure sign that you have an inactive root chakra. Okay. Money obsessed, obsessing about it, thinking about it all the time, again, inactive. Lots of financial problems. I know people that are constantly in financial problems. I can just know that they're out of balance there all the time. And there's so many simple things like just balancing it with my Chakra Line app, which is free, like I said, just 30 seconds a day. There's also meditations out there. You can go on YouTube and look up YouTube videos on how to balance your root chakra. There's so many ways to do it that are free, and it's so easy. It's just the easiest thing to do. They're also, if you're feeling stuck and sluggish, well, people are spinning their wheels, they're not moving forward, they're just really feeling weighted down, that is a good sign that you have an inactive root chakra there too. The other thing is feeling not good enough. We talked about that a little earlier, not being good enough. When you don't feel you're good enough, money's not going to find you. If you're a coach or have a health practice, or whatever you're doing, mentoring people or others, or even just a regular day job where you are, you know, working for a corporation, if you're not feeling good enough, you're not going to get that raise. It's going to, remember, we attract what we put out there. And when you don't feel good enough, you're like the president of your own country. All your cells are saying, I'm not good enough. And that is sending out a vibration because everything is energy. Every thought, belief, emotion, all of it is energy. And when you send that out there, you are attracting that like vibration back. And so we don't want that. We want to make sure that you are really working on that. If you know it's a known issue for you, then that's something to be working on. They're all good clues. All right. So here's some little things that you can do right now, other than my Chakra Line app, which I'll keep bringing up. And I'm going to post it in the comments below so that you can easily access it. And download that baby and just try it out immediately. You can use it every day. You can go through all the chakras. You can just do one day at a time, whatever you feel like. But you can also, like I said, do these simple things like ground yourself. Grounding yourself is as easy as taking your shoes off, walking out on the grass, which mine is really overgrown right now. Might be a perfect time to do it. Planting your bare feet on the grass or sand or dirt and just standing there and taking a few deep breaths. That will help ground you and balance that root, okay? The other thing is this physical exercise. Every day I get up in the morning and I take a good long walk with my dog, Ellie, and I just feel so much better just from that movement. Exercise is huge, and it's, oh my gosh, it just helps me. When I don't do it, especially in the wintertime when the weather's not so great, got to get my treadmill going again, I feel it. I feel like I'm not as grounded. I'm not as balanced. So that really is helpful to me. A lot of times, I got to get another drink here. Again, my lemon water. I'm always afraid when I take a drink on here that I'm going to drink down the wrong tube and start coughing. It's like I tend to do that. The other thing is reds. Since the root chakra is red, looking at red for clothing, that helps. I know women that wear red underwear to help their root chakra become more balanced. But you could put red flowers on the counter. You could just visualize red everywhere. And just it helps align you if you know for sure that's one that is an issue for you. It's beautiful to be wearing a red dress or a red shirt, red shoes, whatever. It helps. The other thing is eating red foods and root vegetables. Root vegetables, like, you know, any of those that are red. We just bought some beets. They're yummy. We grill them. They're so good. Anything red in the food family is good. And when you're eating it, like tomatoes or whatever, it's really helpful for keeping you grounded. And one of my favorite things that I love doing is meditation. And I use meditation in several different ways. Sometimes I'll just do breathing exercises and I'll lay there and focusing on just my breath. I try to keep it easy because it's super hard to try to just take everything out of your mind. So I focus on my breath. The other thing I love to do is a healing code where I'm pointing my fingers at different healing centers around my head, these different healing centers that help balance me as I'm doing this. And I'm focusing on something that makes me feel good. And oftentimes if I know specifically that my root chakra is out of alignment, I'll visualize beautiful red. I'll visualize a spinning like red circle around the root, visualize it healing and lifting me up and building that solid foundation. And just doing those simple meditations is so helpful. So I hope this has helped you. If you feel like you have issues with like your root chakra being out of alignment, I'd love to hear about them in the comments. If any of these things that I said earlier make sense to you and you're getting a light bulb going off, going, oh my gosh, that's me, then I'd love to hear about it. I'm going to go through all the seven chakras, so we have six more to go, so we can really address how these chakras are affecting you and your money and just the rest of your life. Because even though we're focusing on money, everything is connected, guys. Like I said before, when you work on one thing, you're working on everything. So when you're working on money and you are addressing things that are out of alignment there, you're also shifting your health. You're shifting your relationships. You're shifting how you feel about yourself, God, source, universe, whatever you want to call it. You're shifting it all. You're shifting the collective around you. When you shift your energy, you are helping all the energy in the room around you, even though the rooms are pretty empty right now. You're sending out that energy to people you love. And it's so important that we do more of that right now, especially during these times. We want to lift others up. We don't want to tear them down. We want to help everybody gain that balance, that secure feeling, that feeling that you are enough. You have everything you need inside. Instead of looking externally for those things, everything starts within. And healing within, working on these energy centers to start with, so incredibly helpful to you today in this moment, and that helps your future too. So I hope you guys loved this. I know it's one of my favorite topics. Stay tuned hopefully for tomorrow. I'm trying to get on here every day so that I can share some of these tidbits and help you become more aligned. Look for the link to the Chakra Line app in the comments below so you can download it to your phone and start using it. And if you don't, you know, maybe I'll put the my quantum key method in there too. So if you have an Android phone, you still have access to balancing your energy centers in a different way, or you can get both. It's all free. So I just love for you guys to get in there and start working on yourself. When you're working on yourself, it's helping everybody else. You're helping cure the problem within yourself so that that energy goes out, helps other people shift. It's kind of like tuning forks. When you're hitting that fork, it's aligning all the other tunes at the same time. All the other forks at the same time are aligning together. So that's what we want. We need more of that. All right, guys, you have a great rest of the day. Oh, I'm going to show you how beautiful it is today. Again here, look at it out there. Isn't it beautiful? I love it out there. I don't have any geese or ducks out there right now. We had a raccoon outside. I posted that in my stories last night. There was a raccoon running around, and that was so much fun. I was like, oh my goodness. You know, if you followed me for a while, you've probably seen the wildlife, the turkeys that I'd go out and feed, and the bunnies that I'd hold. I love animals. I love wildlife in particular. And when we moved to this new location, I was worried we might not get as much of that. But man, we have seen so much, from baby owls to the ducks and the geese and the babies that are all being born right now. We have lots of deer and just so many beautiful things that it's just so much fun. And I want to share what I can with you when it's nice out. All right, guys, I will talk to you later. Have a great rest of the day. Take care. Bye. Hey, did you get something positive out of this episode? If so, please leave a review, clap, heart, and share this with your friends. And finally, subscribe to my podcast. I appreciate it, and it makes it possible for me to continue doing what I do best, which is help you reach your dreams. Bye.